Today, we've got Pastor John Board from Elizabethtown Church of Christ. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Tricia. How are you all?
We're doing great. So tell us about how your church has adapted to not having people in the physical building.
Well, be glad to do that. We are, of course, first of all, wanting to be able, no matter what we face in life, to continue to rejoice. You know, Paul had his own, we might call it shelter in place. We know it was really his imprisonment when he wrote to the Philippians. And that was something where he constantly was encouraging them to rejoice. And we, too, have found that we can continue to rejoice, though we've kind of been limited in our in-person and face-to-face worship at the building. You know, we've been able to still spread the gospel. Many people that otherwise probably wouldn't have come to the building have joined our Facebook group, and they're listening to messages that God intends for us to hear at this time. And so we're rejoicing at that opportunity. You know, we have to be adaptable. You know, you've, Tricia, heard me, or at least the girls have heard me use the illustration of we have different tools in our toolbox, and obviously the church building has been an amazing tool in the toolbox. In the first century, the people met in houses, but for right now, it's been a tool that we've had to put away that's an unused tool right now, but that doesn't mean that God hasn't given us plenty of other tools to utilize in the spread of the gospel, and so you have to look for those other tools like the different forms of social media and all those ways that are available where we can still worship together.
Now, how are you guys doing that? How are you reaching out to the congregation?
Well, we looked at things, and, you know, just like everything else, we have to have a synthetic approach to Bible study. You know, you don't want to just pull one thought out of the context. In the religious world, sometimes people will really focus upon a Jesus saying, you must believe, and they don't want to look at how he said you also have to repent of your sins, or to become his disciple, you have to be immersed in water in order to be saved, or those type of things. So we looked at scripture and said, you know, what is the primary focus of Jesus? And in Matthew 22, you know, he clearly says that there are two commandments. What's the greatest commandment? They tried to trick or trap the master teacher. Well, that wasn't going to happen. And Jesus just came back and told them that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and the second is like unto you, you love your neighbor as yourself. And so on these two hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, everything that he taught was under that. So, you know, if you try to have services and you say just stay home, then those of the older people are the ones who usually want to come. They're the ones who feel like they're missing out on something if you're having services and they're not able to be there. So we just went to and doing, of course, services Sunday morning, Wednesday night as well, a Bible study, but we're using some OBS things in connection with Facebook Live, but we're going to our group. And we're just, you know, thankful that we were able to keep that focus on loving God and worshiping him, but also loving our neighbor as ourselves.
Well, if you don't mind wrapping up with a word of prayer this morning, we would be honored.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you. Our Father, as we bow before thee this morning, we are so thankful for the fact that we can look at this time and we can still rejoice. Rejoice, Father, that thy message is being presented to the communities. We're thankful for people like Brian and Tricia who are interested in these areas, who highlight this even on their radio program. We pray that much good can be accomplished through their efforts and through all of us as we strive to spread the gospel. Father, we know that the church is not the building, and we've always heard that, and through these times we've been able to understand that even more. Even though the church buildings have been silent as a tomb at this time, we know that in the past few months that still the church has raised her voice and proclaimed the gospel of Christ to a greater audience before. And though church buildings have been locked, the church is still open. And though church buildings may be dark, the church remains a light to the world, reflecting God and his message. And we just pray again for a time when church buildings can be utilized as that tool in our toolbox. But until then, may we look to find those tools that are a blessing in thy service. We're thankful for everything that thou hast provided, and we're thankful, Father, for the salvation in Christ. And it's in his name that we humbly pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor John Board with Elizabethtown Church of Christ. We are Quixie 98.3.